Welcome back to Small Bands Making It Big. I'm your host, Sorrel Evans. Each episode, we will interview small bands and ask them the big question. How far will you go? Today, we will be interviewing a small band from Provo, Utah. Their name is Cinders, and it consists of Montana Smith, who does lead vocals and guitar, Adrian, who does bass, and Brad Bennett, who does drums. All right, I'm going to ask Montana the first question, and that is, what's a funny fan story you have?
One of the funny fan stories that we have is one of the first times that we had played out of state. We played up in Rexburg, Idaho, and it was one of the fans that we have out there. It was her first time coming and seeing us, so she got to the venue and heard our music playing, so she was super nervous that she was there late. So she, you know, rushed to the ticketing counter, ran into the room, looked like she was sweating a little bit, and got there and was kind of surprised to see that there were zero people in the crowd, only to find out that we were just sound checking. We were just testing levels and stuff like that. And so we weren't on for like another 2 hours, so she just kind of stood there and waited for us, and we felt bad, but we've been good friends ever since.
Oh man, that's awkward. I feel like that's something I would do. Thank you. Okay, so my next question I have for you is, what song did you struggle the most writing?
One of the songs that we have had struggle with writing, probably Never Want to Go Home. It saw like 3 or 4 different versions of itself. The first version, we talked about touring and, you know, the van lifestyle, that kind of stuff. Talked about how first time that we played a show in LA, there was nobody there. but we, as it progressed, we started writing it about like summertime and not wanting to go home, with that sense. And we kept going back and forth between different ideas and versions of it, and still to this day I struggle with the lyrics, singing them live, because it's, you know, like I said, it kept changing and all this stuff, and so like sometimes we'll sing the wrong lyrics and I get totally lost. But yeah, that's probably one of the ones that we've had a struggle with writing.
Yeah, that definitely can be a struggle. When you're going back and forth so many times, it's like, which are the right lyrics anymore? Thank you. Okay, so I have, this next question is for Adrian, and that is, what is the biggest issue you're having right now with quarantine?
The biggest issues with the quarantine right now and the biggest problems facing us are, I don't even know where to start. Probably having to readjust and reschedule everything. We had some tour dates out of state that we were having in the spring that we don't have anymore. We had to postpone them or just cancel them altogether, as well as some local festivals that we got put on that just, they don't even know if they're going to be able to do this year at all. On top of that, we had some dates that we are booking for the fall that we don't know when we're going to be able to start leaving our state or leaving our city or leaving our homes really again. And that's kind of a little scary and concerning, because we love touring and we love being a touring band, and not doing what you love kind of sucks, to be honest. On top of that, another issue is learning how to write with each other and record. We're a self-produced band, and fortunately we all have setups at home where we can record and then send them over to each other. But it's definitely easier bouncing ideas off each other and being face-to-face to really have this connection to grow our music.
Yeah, right now is a really hard time for the bands, because most of their incomes do come from concerts. But because of COVID-19, concerts aren't possible. So that is definitely really hard. My next question I have for you is, you guys last year had 6 band members, but now you're down to 3. What has been the hardest thing since then?
Some things you think of, probably some things you wouldn't. You know, it's it's a bummer not being able to travel and see different states and different countries with your best friends. Most of us, pretty much all of us, hadn't seen any of these places we've been to before, so getting to experience that with people that you really care about, there's nothing more that you can ask for. But other things, like one of our members took care of paying our rent for our studio, and like one of our members took care of sending out all the merch. And we all have these different roles, but now we're needing to fill in for what's missing, and that's a little bit of a struggle. On top of that, you know, we all had, you know, six different voices coming in for our writing, and all of us had influences of different styles of music, different artists we like, different things that we've been listening to, and now we're losing half of that, and we're still the same band, but we're having to draw more from less influences and less experiences, which is totally fine, but it's always nice to get other people's input.
I definitely can see how that can be hard, getting different responsibilities that you're not used to having, and trying to make that all work during this time. And especially with the input of voices, from going from six people to only three, you guys are still doing really good. I definitely can notice the change. It's not a bad change, but there is one. But you guys still have the amazing cinder sound, if you would call it that. So that's amazing. Really good job to you guys. All right, Brad, this question is for you. And it is, where did the name Cinders come from?
The best way to tell you where Cinders comes from is to just look it up. If I Google, where do cinders come from? This is what it reads. Mexico obtained its cinders from the Thomas Hill power plant. That plant uses a cyclone-type boiler. And the material we call cinders is more properly called boiler slag. It's the molten bottom ash and is a different material than the fly ash that is very fine and is collected from the exhaust flue of the plant. So basically, we had a choice between cinders and boiler slag, and cinders just kind of sounded cooler, so we went with it.
Thanks for providing us in a very obvious answer. That's all right. There's probably some more inspiration behind that, but I'm going to ask you the very last question, and that is, how far will you guys go?
Jeez, that is a huge question. Well, I mean, we definitely want to be headlining festivals, touring the world, having a blast. I wouldn't mind if one of our songs was in the next Harry Potter movie. It would be sweet to have random people getting horrible tattoos of our faces on their bodies. We want you to be able to just type C in Spotify and we're the first ones to come up, not Coldplay. I don't know. We definitely want to go to the moon and back with it, so.
Yeah, I definitely think so, too. If you really put your mind to it, your mind and hearts, I guess, I think you guys can go pretty far, especially how far you've already come. This past summer, you were able to do a world tour, which is fantastic, and you guys were able to sell out in London. So that's quite amazing, if I do say so myself. So that's pretty far for how small you guys are. So I can't wait to see how much farther you can go. Thanks for tuning in to Small Bands Making It Big, where we always ask the big question, how far will you go? We invite you to support all music, especially the ones who are still small, because they may go far, and listen in each Saturday morning. I'm your host, Sorrel Evans. Tune in next time!